This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, and the building. Here we go. This is Doretha in Queens. Doretha writes, my ex-husband is about to marry one of my coworkers. They have been dating for almost a year, and she did not say a word to me. My cousin was invited to the wedding, and that's how I found out. Why didn't my coworker tell me about it?
She don't owe you an explanation. Y'all coworkers, y'all ain't friends. They don't want you your coworker. It wasn't your yeah, and you not coming. And tell you about it for what? She don't have to discuss what she doing. Look, she ain't your friend, and she in love with your ex. And they getting married. And the way you found out about it was your cousin got invited. And you're not supposed to be at the wedding. And she didn't tell you because it's not your business. It's your ex-husband. Now, if this said that she was marrying your husband, then you would have full right to feel however you want.
Completely.
Yeah, but you're not.
Sister wives situation.
Yeah, and she don't owe you nothing.
All right.
But all you right, didn't so want the man, though, remember?
She just felt it would have been nice to know they
worked. No, it ain't
together.
No nice. No. Your work co-workers, they ain't friends. She said she's a co-worker.
There's some weirdness about this, though.
No. And if you don't know they've been dating this whole time and getting married, y'all ain't close at all.
Period. Yeah, because she tried to keep it a secret. They didn't want it to
get
out.
They kept it a secret.
They didn't want it to get out. All right, moving on to Stephanie in Indianapolis. Stephanie writes, I popped up at my boyfriend's house yesterday and our picture wasn't on the fireplace and I found my slippers under his couch. He said he was dusting and vacuuming and moved stuff. Is he trying
Hell
to hide
yeah.
us from
oh,
another
boy.
Woman?
Oh, no. No.
A great lie, though, dusting. Huh?
He was dusting and cleaning and vacuuming.
You like
I hope
that,
it wasn't
huh?
still dust up there.
That's right. And the carpet doesn't have those lines in it.
Yeah, okay.
That's exactly
looking twist mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what he was doing. She should take him
exactly.
at his word.
There's no other reason. What? Your house shoes were still there.
But they were out of the way, you know, so if anyone
Well, they're supposed
in,
to be out the way.
Seen.
Stop leaving your stuff in the walkway.
So no, he couldn't put that purpose. Picture back on the fireplace? Yeah. What happened there?
He
After
forgot.
He forgot.
Oh, he forgot. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Phone rang.
Yeah. He doing that much dust.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, all on fire.
I don't know a dude that do dust, so.
Right, that's what we're saying.
I ain't never dusted in my life. I don't even know what you
even
dust for.
Even when you were
for.
Little.
I don't even know what you dust for.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, you okay. dust for dust. All right. All right. Moving on to Darius in Montgomery. Darius writes, I had sex with a woman that works in the building that my wife works in. After sex, she told me that she knows my wife. Now I'm paranoid. Did she do this on purpose? Should I tell my wife before she hears it on the street? Help me. Darius needs some help.
How old are you? How stupid. You cannot be. You can't be 40. You must be in your 20s or something. Wait a minute. She know your wife. Did she do it on purpose? You did it on purpose. I slept with this woman in the building next to me. This is how he told the story. Who works with my wife. Right there. With you on.
Yeah.
Secondly, she then tells you she know your wife. Did she do it on purpose? Should I tell my wife before she hear it on the street? I don't care what you hear on the street.
Uh-huh.
How about that?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You didn't see me?
Who? You didn't see me?
Right?
Who? I don't even know this woman. Now, why I'm going to meet her? She stay in another building. I ain't even been over there.
Work.
She works.
Not live.
His work. Wife.
She worked in another building. I ain't even been over to that building.
No, the same building that his wife
in. Same building the wife in. He been over there to see the wife.
Who is she? I've never seen her before.
But they're in the same building.
But you know how many people in the building I ain't seen? People in Monica building I ain't never seen. We worked together. Oh, this is easy right here. This ain't even hard.
So his best defense is what? Just one clean line to get him out of here.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I've never seen this woman. Hey, Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman.
Ride that line.
With this woman.
He
said that, so man, my man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Until they found the proof. Until they found the trash.
Next ain't no proof. Let's go next.
All right, last one. This is the last one. This is from Jack.
You ain't got a picture of me, probably ain't going to win this argument. Strong.
Jazz in Philly. Jazz says, my husband divorced his ex-wife 5 years ago, but he's still on the same bowling team that his ex is on. He said it's a winning team, so he refuses to find a new team. Does he want to stay on the team because they're champs, or does he want to stay on the team because of his ex?
Yeah. Mm. She could bowl her ass off.
You hear me? I'm talking about strikes. Turkey strike.
He in the 200s.
Yeah. Yeah, easy. Easy, she giving you a 230. Easy.
Mm-hmm. I love bowling.
I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, me on the other hand,
yeah,
I don't give a damn if my ex can bowl on the bowling alley and let me bowl free. I'm not going down. I can have free nachos. I ain't got to rent no shoes. I get a dollar off every game played. I'm not going down now.
But you're winning. He's winning, though. That's why he likes
it. We not winning. I don't even bowl no more. Yeah. I done got on the checker team. I'm going to get so far from bowling, man.
He likes winning, obviously, or he likes her winning.
Yeah, bowling is,
you know,
hard.
Lady.
It's hard.
Bowling is very hard.
Oh, yeah, he on a winning team, Steve.
Yeah, he's on a winning team. They got all those matching shirts.
They down there.
You know?
Man, they got them shirts.
Team name on the back. You know?
Yeah, they high five after each bowl, too. You know.
Mm-hmm.
She bent over enough, you know, keep getting over in front of
him.
His shoes are broken in.
You can bowl and have memories. Come on.
They doing it.
They doing it.
Down there for fantasy bowling.
Thank you, CLO.
I sure like the way you strike.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.